Sunday next is St. Patrick's Day, March the 17th. But if it was not March the 17th, it would be Passion Sunday. St. Patrick's Day happens to fall on Passion Sunday this year, so the celebration of the Feast of St. Patrick takes precedent over the Sunday, normal, usual Sunday Mass. But it is Passion Sunday throughout the Church, and we enter from Sunday the most solemn period of the Church's year, our commemoration of the Passion, Death, and Resurrection of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. These final 2 weeks of Lent are begun with an ancient practice of the Church, and that is the veiling of statues and crucifixes with purple cloth. So from Monday here, the statues and crucifixes will be veiled in purple, and in many churches, most churches throughout the world, this veiling of the statues and crucifixes will take place. The practice of veiling statues during Holy Passion Week and Holy Week is said to have arisen from the fact that in ancient times, during Holy Week, a curtain was drawn across the sanctuary of churches while Mass was being celebrated. During Holy Week, people were keenly conscious that human sin and guilt separated them from God, and to symbolize this separation, a veil or curtain was drawn across the sanctuary. In Eastern Orthodox churches, to this day, there is a screen of icons between altar and congregation, again, to emphasize that human beings are kept apart from Almighty God by the sin and evil in the world. Now, when we read the Gospels, we see that our Lord Jesus Christ was condemned to death because the Jewish leaders of his time believed that he was leading people away from their teachings and committing the crime of blasphemy by declaring himself to be equal to God. Our Lord himself is quite clear, assertive, and unambiguous in answering the charges made to him. He said to those who accused him, "It is because you do not belong to God that you will not listen to me," he told them. He went on to declare that if any man keep my word, he shall not see death forever. And our Lord also said, "Before Abraham was, I am," thus declaring his equality with Almighty God. When Moses was on Mount Tabor and asked Almighty God for his name, the name God said was, "I am who am." God revealed his name to Moses as, "I am who am, the one who is." So when Jesus said, "Before Abraham was made, I am," he was associating himself, claiming for himself the name of Almighty God. Such a declaration was preposterous and blasphemy to the religious authorities of his time, and therefore they felt he had to be condemned to death. Now, there are many instances in the Gospels when our Lord confronts people who do not accept his teachings. As we read the Gospel, we can see that our Lord generally made two kinds of answers to objections against his teaching. When the objection arose from a difficulty in understanding his meaning, he used to explain what he meant. But when the difficulty was not in understanding his doctrine, but in accepting it, he did not explain, but insisted all the more. For example, when people objected to our Lord saying that he had seen Abraham, he did not explain, but insisted, "Before Abraham came to be, I am." The words of our Lord Jesus Christ are the words of Almighty God to human beings, and so it is only to be expected that they would be direct, forthright, and unambiguous. Since the words of our Lord Jesus Christ are the words of our Creator to us, we should endeavor to read them and listen to them with respect, with faith, and with humility. If we approach the words of our Almighty God with a skeptical mind, their true meaning will elude us. This has been pointed out by Pope Gregory the Great in his commentary on one of the incidents in the Gospels. At one time, people took up stones to throw at our Lord when he proclaimed that he was the Son of God. And the Gospel tells us that our Lord hid himself. St. Gregory commented as follows on this: "What does our Lord mean by hiding himself, but that the truth is hidden to them who despise his words? The truth flies the company of an unhumbled soul." So St. Gregory was reminding us that truth is hidden from those who do not read or listen to the words of our Lord Jesus Christ with faith, with respect, and with humility. Now, during the coming 2 weeks, as we reflect on the passion, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead, one of the best ways to enter into this commemoration is to read the one of the accounts of the Passion and Death of our Lord in the Gospels. You will find accounts of the Passion and Death of our Lord in your missals, and in each of the Gospels there is an account of the Passion and Death of our Lord. So during the next 2 weeks, as we reflect on the meaning and of the Passion and Death of our Lord, let us endeavor to read these words with humility. And when we read them with humility and with faith, we can be sure that Almighty God will lead us to understand the deeper meaning of our Lord's death and the real presence and activity of Almighty God in our world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.